I'm just wondering if there's anybody here who has, in their travels along this journey, whether it was on a highway, whether it was on a back road, whether it was on in a community, I wonder if there's anybody here that has ever gotten lost, ever gotten just willing to admit you got lost. I mean, like, really lost. I like had no idea where you were lost. Like trying to figure out how you were going to get back lost. I'm just getting lost, really, if we admit, is never a good thing. It consumes not only gas, it consumes not only our energy, but the one thing that it consumes is our time. Time that no matter how hard we try, it is time that we will never get back. And you never know exactly when you get lost where you got lost. You never know exactly what turn it was that you made, because if you knew at what turn you got lost, you would just turn around. But many times we find ourselves getting lost and not knowing where or even exactly when we got lost. And I remember this one time I was headed to this event that I had to speak at, and at some point along the journey, I took a wrong turn. And the one wrong turn had me headed somewhere I hadn't planned on going. And the truth is, I kept driving because at that point, I didn't even know I was lost yet. And by the time I realized I was lost, it was actually too late. I couldn't tell you exactly where I took the wrong turn or when it actually happened that I got lost. But all I can remember is getting to that place where I found myself asking the question that many of us ask when we get lost: how did I end up here? And if we are honest, some of us have come to church feeling lost, not totally sure how we ended up here. Some of us are lost on our jobs. Some of us are lost in our marriages. Some of us are lost in relationships. Some of us are lost in our finances. Some of us are lost even in our own personal lives. That even though we are here, even though we are children of the Most High, it does not mean that there are times that even when we press our way to church that we still don't feel lost. In the book, The Principle of the Path by Andy Stanley, he states that when you get lost in life, you really don't waste minutes or hours, but you actually waste an entire season of your life. Choosing the wrong path in life will cost you precious years. And I know it doesn't make sense to cry over spilled milk, but it also doesn't negate that a cup of milk was wasted. And can I get at least one witness that will be honest enough to admit that there were years you wish you could get back? Not because you actually can, but because you realize that you gave away some of your years that could have been used for your benefit. I know the word says forgetting those things that are in our past and those things that are behind us. But the reality is, if you don't sometimes take a reflection of what's behind, you'll keep making the same mistakes in the future. And so sometimes you just got to be honest with yourself that there's time that you wasted. Look at somebody, tell them, I've wasted some time. And I can admit it to myself. There's been some times that I've wasted, because getting lost will allow you to waste precious time. It also, getting lost, no matter who we want to blame, is usually our own doing. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I know I ain't going to get no help in here this morning. Being lost is an indicator that at some point we left God out of the decision that has us wondering, how did we end up here? Now, don't get me wrong. Life can throw situations at us that we don't always see coming. But it will still ultimately be our choices that determines where those situations lead us. Because it's the choices that we make over time, the small and the big choices, that ultimately shape the paths that we find ourselves walking on. Y'all still not feeling me? Let me try to make it a little bit more plain about choices. In my bedroom, there is a chair. And for some reason, this chair has turned into my closet. And no matter how hard I try and how many times I clean up that chair, I wish I had a witness in the house. At some point, it ends up with shirts and suits and pants and blazers and socks and hats all over it. It starts with that one decision when it was cleaned off, where I told myself, but I'm tired, and it's been a long day, and I just want to get in my bed, that the chair begins the process of transformation. And whether I want to admit it or not, I'm the one changing it into what it's not supposed to be because of the small choices that I'm making each day to turn my chair into a closet. Sometimes I just sit looking at the chair with so many clothes on it, scratching my head, asking myself, how did it get like this? How did the chair end up with clothes piled so high? I wish I could get a married couple that would admit it. And then I have to admit that it happened because I did it. Over time, I created this mess and have to own that I am the one responsible for my chair losing its functionality, because at some point there are so many clothes that the chair can no longer do what it's supposed to do. I can't even sit on the chair because the chair has become a closet. I'm saying that it's important because the way that you can get unlost is first admitting that you are responsible for getting lost in the first place. Not our bosses, not our spouses, not our friends, our families, our situations, our challenges, not even our storms. We made choices that put us on a path that we never thought the path was going to take us. And if we stay on the wrong path long enough, we will find ourselves where we never planned on being. At some point, we will have to ask ourselves the honest question, how did I end up here? But the good thing is that God is in the business of getting us back where we need to be. God knows our propensity of getting lost. 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord isn't slow about keeping his promises as some people think he is. In fact, God is patient because he wants everyone to turn from sin and no one to be lost. That's the good news this morning, that God doesn't want any of his children to be lost. So regardless of how you came in feeling this morning, that God is here to meet you right where you are so that you can leave out knowing that you have been found again. But my assignment today isn't just to help you realize that if you're lost, you can be found. But really my assignment is to help us understand how to stop getting lost. That's why I love the story of the prodigal son. It is the perfect how did I end up here story, because not only does it teach us the power of God's transforming and unconditional love, but it also gives us a sort of blueprint that is valuable in showing all of us how easy it is to get off track from our desired destinations in life when we are not careful, and the consequences of attempting to do things on our own without God's hand leading us. Look at somebody, tell them, I don't want to keep ending up here. That's the sermon title. Now, I don't want to keep ending up lost. I don't want to keep ending up in same situations. I don't want to keep ending up with cycles that keep going over and over again. I don't want to keep ending up where my grandmama ended up and where my mama ended up. In other words, I want to be the one that breaks the generational curse. I don't want to keep. First thing we need to understand in order to keep from getting lost is that timing is everything. Look at somebody, tell them timing is everything. That's what the prodigal son missed, and it is what started the beginning of his becoming lost. In verse 12, it says, the younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So his father divided his property between them. This is critical for our understanding. Everything the prodigal son asked for was rightfully his, but he wanted it sooner than he was supposed to get it. He asked his father for his inheritance before his father had even died. And he because he asked for it early, he was actually shortchanging himself, because if the father's estate grew, he would not have access to the fullness of what his father intended for his sons to share. In other words, not only was the son not mature enough to handle what he was given, but also that which he was asking for had not fully matured itself. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm trying to help you here. Sometimes we get lost not because we don't know where to go, but we prematurely leave seeking God's promises without God's permission. And if we're honest, some of us got lost attempting to get what God had already told us was ours before both it and we had fully matured. And anything we try to get before God's timing usually ends up in tragedy. We become temporary failures when we operate outside of patience, based solely on our need to be in control of when and where we will receive the things God has already promised us. That's why sometimes the greatest key to not getting lost is learning how to be patient and just waiting your turn and your season. Tell somebody, I'm just going to wait on God. I don't know if there's anybody here that ever found themselves lost trying to get something that you weren't even ready for and didn't know what to do with it once you even got it. It caused you more trouble than testimony. It caused you more headache than happiness. It caused you more pain than it did peace. And by the time you realized it, you were already lost. Lost in failure and focus. Lost in insecurity and instability. Lost in brokenness and burdens. Lost in distress and decrease. You see, God not only knows what he has for us, but God also knows what we can handle and when we can handle the fullness of God's promises. You see, when we learn to trust what God has for us, and when we learn to trust in God's timing, it allows us to wait without worry and to stay still without stressing. Isaiah 40, 31 says it this way: but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Recognizing the ability to wait is a precious commodity to keeping us sane and in our right minds. Not having to figure out how we ended up where we are, in a place that we never intended to be. But tell somebody, I'm just gonna wait on God. I know you may be looking at me wondering why I'm still where I am, but I am good where I am, because I'm waiting on God, and what God has for me is for me. I'm waiting on the job. I'm waiting on the relationship. I'm waiting on all the trappings that you think I don't have, because I'd rather have Jesus than to have what the world's trying to give to me. Is there anybody that can tell God, I thank you, because I'm going to wait till my time is right. I'm going to wait till you give me what I need. I'm going to wait until you show up. I ain't going to move until God comes and gives me the fullness of my promises. Timing is everything. But not only is timing everything in order to not get lost, but the second thing we got to understand to keep from getting lost and finding ourselves, asking ourselves, how do we end up here? The second thing is we have to learn to listen to directions, not intentions. Tell somebody, it's your directions, not your intentions. The prodigal son asked his father for all that is his, and after receiving what he asked for, it says in verse 13, not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. I can only imagine and believe that squandering his wealth was not a part of what he had intended when he left his father's. When he left his father's, he probably just intended that he needed more freedom. He just intended to get away from his daddy's control. But somehow, his intentions did not match up with his destination. And so he found himself lost from purpose, provision, and promise. If you ever have gotten lost, there's one thing we all know. When we left headed to our destination, our intentions weren't to get lost. Nobody leaves saying, I'm intending to get lost. Our intentions are to get to our destination. We started off intending to go where we planned to go, but at some point, it wasn't that our intentions changed. But the issue is our directions changed. And you see, intentions isn't what gets us lost, but it's that our directions have us heading somewhere different than where we thought we wanted to go. In the book, The Principle of Path by Andy Stanley, he claims that direction, not intention, determines our destination. In other words, intentions are great, but mean absolutely nothing if our directions don't match up with our intention. And it's that direction that determines the path we end up on. And that path has already been assigned a destination before we even get on it. All right, y'all just missed that. Let me help you. In other words, if I want to get to my mama's house, I can only get there from Jaywick Avenue. I will not get to my mama's house on Kingsway. I will not get to my mama's house if I stay on Bach Road. But at some point, I have to understand that the direction or the name of the street is what's going to take me where I'm trying to go. And some of us are on the wrong street trying to get to a destination that God has set for us. But God will never take you to the destination if you ain't on his street. I remember when I first moved into my first spot, I was excited for my new place, but I also had a limited budget, Minister Jesse, and I had to furnish it for myself. I'd just gotten out of college. I was doing things on my own. I was grown now. Didn't want to ask my mom and daddy for nothing. I was trying to make things happen. So where did I find myself shopping for most of the things I needed? Y'all already know, IKEA. Don't do that. Y'all know when y'all got out of college, that was one of your favorites. Some of y'all still go there. Don't, I ain't hating on IKEA. I'm just saying. And I remember I had bought this dresser for my room. I had this big dresser. I remember exactly what it looked like when I saw it at the store. I remember because it looked pretty. I said, man, that's a nice dresser, Sister Britt. You already know where I'm going. I said, man, that's a nice dresser. That is a nice dresser. And then when I got to where I had to pick up my dresser. I'm looking for my dresser. I'm like, where's my dresser? I got my truck here. I can load up my dresser. And they said, sir, here goes your dresser right here. I said, those are four boxes. Why do I need four boxes? I just need my dresser. I remember getting home and I put all this stuff out on the ground. I remember looking at the directions that came with it. And then in the beginning, everything was going great. I was hooking things up. Y'all know they only give you two tools, amen? The little wine joint and then the little thing with the y'all already know, we in IKEA, amen? You ain't even got to have your own tools. They give you your own tools. And so things were going good, and I started to get in the groove of putting this thing together. And so now in my mind, I'm picturing what it looks like. In other words, I'm intending to build this nice, beautiful dresser. And at some point, I start to realize that I'm so in the groove that I stop paying attention to the directions because I think I got this because I know what my intentions are. I've already got a picture of what it looks like. So I no longer need the directions because I can put it together by myself. And I remember as I got to the end and I was excited and I had it all standing up and I went to go put the drawers in and I realized that they were backwards. I could not put it in because they were going in the wrong way. The reality is even though I had good intentions, because I was no longer following directions, I did not end up with what I was looking for. And the reason I'm saying that is because sometimes we think our intentions will be enough. But the truth is that what intentions without clear directions will always get you lost. We find ourselves having great ideas and great desire and great passion and great hope, but without directions to get us to the end results, we end up at some point lost in attempt trying to figure out how to get back on track. I had to tear everything down. I had to start all over again, and I had to realize that I needed my directions with my intentions. And I'm trying to help somebody here to understand that you got to have not just intentions, but directions. And intentions are the engine, but directions are the steering wheel. Intentions are the motivation, but directions are how we will actually stay motivated, because we constantly see light at the end of the tunnel. And God is the only one that has clear directions for where we are trying to go. Stop trying to do this by yourself. Stop trying to tell yourself what you intending. I intend to get a husband and a wife. I intend to get a promotion on my job. But it's God in the equation. Stop trying to do things without God, because without God, you will surely fail. But I thank God. Psalm 32:8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye, and my eye shall be upon you. It's our obedience to God's directions that keep us from getting lost. You want to know where you messed up? It's when you stopped obeying. You want to know where you got lost? It's when you stopped doing it God's way. You want to know where you got off track? It's when you told God, I don't need you no more. But is there anybody here that'll give God a praise that even when you got lost, that God was still there, that God was still waiting on you, that God knew that you'd come back sometime? That's all I want to tell somebody. I don't know how you came in here. I don't care how lost you are, but all you got to do is do what the prodigal son did. The Bible says, it said he came to his senses. Somebody here, you may be lost, but you ain't gotta stay lost. All you gotta do is come to your senses. Make the decision to go back to what God has for you. Standing all over the church, look at somebody. Tell them, I'm gonna do it God's way. God's way is not always the easiest way. Matter of fact, God's way is narrow. If it was easy, everybody would do it. But the reality is, when you do it God's way, that it allows you to be on a path that allows you to prosper, produce, and progress. I'm not saying that doing it God's way won't make you scratch your head. But when you do it God's way, even though you may scratch your head, you still have peace. Because you know that you're following God's commandments. You know that you're doing what God told you to do. Getting lost is simply us getting to a place where we are unsettled with our own decisions, because our own decisions are not giving us the results that we've been looking for. Stop blaming everybody else for where you are. If you're lost, just admit, I got lost. It's crazy, because you can, sometimes the easiest way to try to explain getting lost is trying to put it on somebody else. I remember I was in the car driving, forget where we were going. Brother was beside me, and he was tired. He was over the little GPS joint, but I could tell he was tired. I said, man, go ahead, get some rest. And I kept driving, and I got tired, and at some point I wasn't really paying attention to the GPS. And then I woke him up. I said, man, I said, I think we lost. I said, I think we lost. In other words, I wanted to make sure he understood he was responsible just as much as I was. I said, yeah, man, we got lost. No, we didn't get lost. I got lost. And because I got lost, I ended up taking him away from what God had for him as well. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Admit you driving the car. Where you end up is where you took yourself to. I don't care what kind of family you got. I understand. You don't always have the best families, but he'll be a friend to the friendless. He'll be a father to the fathers, mother to the motherless. God still will take care of you if you let him. And so I'm just want to pray real quick this morning for somebody, not just somebody, some folks who are willing to admit that in some areas of your life you feel lost. Doesn't mean you're lost in everything. But you know that you're lost in some places. You can feel it. That you're just not progressing. You're not where you want to be. And if you're honest, you ended up there because you've been trying to do things on your own. Make your own decisions. If that's you this morning, I just want to pray with you. If you could just make your way to the altar quickly. I just want to pray with you this morning. Prodigal son says,